Nolte, Logan Paul's epic troll of far-left BBC expresses overdue contempt for fake media. By John Nolte on November 20, 2024. Before we get to Logan Paul giving the far-left BBC an epic face job. Some years back, an interviewer asked me for advice about how to defeat the corporate media. My answer came with a single word, contempt. Once we stop treating the corporate media with respect, awe, or as something that can be reformed, and instead show the media zero respect and meet its every inquiry with belligerent contempt, only then will the rest of the world see this naked and hopelessly corrupt emperor for what it is. A weak phony that holds unearned influence through a phony front of respectability and professionalism. Once you turn something or someone into a joke or punchline, it loses the thing it most desires, the respect necessary to influence. This is why CNN is a punchline today. MSNBC is seen as a clown show. Everyone knows the Washington Post is fake news. The New York Times lives in an elite bubble. 10 years ago, these dying institutions had the power to shape the national conversation and the narrative surrounding that conversation. Today, no one listens to them. Today, we greet them only with contempt, and this contempt has stripped them of their power. We will never be rid of the fake media. But that was never the goal. The goal was to use the truth to expose them for who and what they are. Garbage people willing to tell any lie, no matter how absurd, to further their fascist agenda. Which brings me to this perfect example. The BBC is basically the United Kingdom's version of Knoll and MSNBC. And here's the glorious contempt Logan Paul showed this dangerous and totally fake news outlet. The BBC spent months chasing Paul for an interview after their investigation raised concerns that the YouTube star may have profited from misleading fans about crypto, the far-left Deadline reported. Paul eventually, and unexpectedly, agreed to a sit-down with the BBC. The trouble is, he sent a lookalike instead. "Is Logan coming?" the BBC asked. "I'm right here, bud," was the lookalike's reply. And now we get to the best part. Their exchange is then interrupted by a group of people with megaphones shouting, "BBC is vile. They hire pedophiles." This is an obvious reference to Jimmy Savile and Hugh Edwards. Jamie Dixon, the producer/director of Logan Paul, "Bad influence?" concluded, "We had flown all that way just to be trolled." Logan Paul might be guilty of everything the BBC claims. I don't care. The degree of evil perpetrated by far-left legacy media companies like the BBC is off the charts and pales in comparison to some Bitcoin hustle. This is the way, the only way. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.